Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Excuses for long enough, we're like, let's come out with just body weight. And so that's really big. We have body weight on ramp. We have 30-30 program, 30-30 2.0 programs. Those are 30. It's a month long body weight workouts, and you can scale them to, you know, depending on where you're at fitness wise. But just putting that work in that 30-minute session. And then adding a little bit to it, we have heavy pack programs. So even if you don't have gear, maybe you've done the body weight programs and you have a backpack. Like if you're a hunter, you have a backpack, whether it's a frame pack, old, something or another that you've called out a bunch of animals, you can utilize that pack to train as well. And so that's where we'll offer that to you. And it's just a shift in thinking, because you did body weight, we've gained some confidence there. You never thought about your hunting backpack as an actual piece of gym equipment, but you can. And so that's where we'll give you those instructions in the heavy pack program, 45-70, to just go and like, just go through it. And you'll love it. And you get to use that equipment, which is really good too, because that backpack's on your back more times than just when you're hunting. And you'll look forward to going out and maybe scouting, you know, those sort of things that maybe you put off because your fitness isn't quite where you want it at the time.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. You know, everybody says, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. And the reality is you have everything you need to be successful already. Yep. You already have it. It's, you know, it's already, you already have it. You just have to do it. And that's the biggest thing. Yeah, no, I did one of these things, and these are killers. And like, we're not talking just like going and doing push-ups and doing some sit-ups for 30 minutes and that's it. I'm talking like,
sweating.
Guys,
you'll be sweating. You burn calories.
Yeah. Like I was surprised because, you know, like I said, I trained quite heavily and I did this and I was like, man, that was a good workout. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh man, this is awesome. And then, the next day I got my wife to do one with me. So that was interesting. So, but yes. That's what I love about these kind of neat new things is like the nuances of the training is all the same, but you get to switch it up. And like, that's why I started working with like coaches and stuff, because like just doing the same thing, not doing it properly, it equates, you know, mm-hmm. time, money spent, you know, if you're what, you know, it to me, it was just like, man, I look back at it now and I'm like, man, I probably wasted a lot of my time and a lot of my hours training by not doing it properly and not following things the way I should have done it in the process. I should have did it. I, you know, not that I would have been further ahead. I mean, and a lot of the lessons we learn in life, we learn them for a reason, right? Because, you know, yes. The best lessons we learn are the hard ones. I mean, it's just the reality, but, yeah, no, I love this. Just working through the app and like I said, my workout routine is pretty strict, you know, mm-hmm. But I'm going to work these in. But what I really liked when I started going through this was, you know, the nutrition part. And like, that's one thing I feel like I struggle with is like the nutrition aspect of it. And, you know, the supplement part of it and, you know, the vitamins I need at my age to yes. get to not just to run at my full potential, but for my body to recover. Cause let's face it, man, we get a little older. Like yeah. when I was in my 20s, man, I could go for a run and the next day I was fine. I was like, I was good to go. So like the guys that are in their 20s, man, you think it's hard now. Wait till you get to your 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and I look at guys that are in their 50s, you know, the guys that are mm-hmm. mid 50s and like, look at some of the stuff they're doing. And you're like, oh man, like ultimately, you know, you want to keep doing these things because you love to do them. I love doing this stuff. It's part of my life. It's part of my culture, right? So the nutrition is a huge aspect of it. Like, and now obviously I still need a lot of work on like other aspects, like maybe a little more sleep would probably do me good, but that's a tough one. But like, I love that. And I love looking at into these, cause you get, you know, you can watch everything you want and you can pick up YouTube videos and stuff like that on nutrition. But like when you dive into to some of the stuff you guys got on here, you know, it really breaks it down. Not only like the thing is, when you're just watching a video, if you'd go Google it, you're going to find a video, but those guys aren't, it's not part of your program. It's not part of your niche of of athlete, which like we said, as hunters, as backcountry hunters, we need to start thinking of ourselves as athletes, right? And so fuel is a huge part of that. And what I like about these is that it's specific to, you know, the nutritional stuff and the stuff that your meals and stuff you guys talk about in here, they're actually specific to the programs that you guys have built.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, they're not just a generic, like if you're training, you need to do this. Because if I'm running, if I'm a weightlifter trying to lift bench press 400 pounds, that's going to be a lot different than a guy who's running for a 200 miler.
Absolutely.
And the same thing, those guys are going to have a different demand, different need than we do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really like about that. Just going through some of the stuff here. There's so much good stuff on here. I was actually, dude, when I got into this stuff, I couldn't believe the content in here. Like we're talking.
That's like the nutrition piece and simplifying it. Mm-hmm. And these are all lessons that we've collectively learned over so many years of doing this. And even if you look at an endurance athlete, a runner, you know, the people that are out there that are running these races, and I'm like, if I look back over my career, like I met Dustin, who founded Mountain Tough, at a trail race because he was in a, like, I mean, he and his wife ran everything, like literally everything. And I'll say the same for myself. I'm like, I really liked it. It was like the early days. You were kind of starting to see it pop up, but I could see where I thought that like ultra distances were going to pay off in my hunting. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen some people too that had done that here locally. And as you know, I admired them and they were successful hunters too. But what I didn't understand is that when I hit the mountains with my backpack on, then I was sucking wind. I can run further than anybody. Like I'm like, I like literally like I can do that. I've trained for it, but it wasn't specific to the hunt. Mm-hmm. And so putting the pieces together and adding an endurance aspect and adding a strength aspect actually come full circle, pays dividends in running. It pays dividends in hunting, because now I put a system together that works. And Mountain Tough in the early days is a big piece for me, where I'm just like, I'm not beat up anymore. Like I'm like, I'll turn around and run back after finishing this one. And I know that because the strength piece came into play, and that was preparing ultimately for a hunt, my fall hunting season that I was looking forward to, right? Because I'm like I don't want to feel that way, and all I've been doing is running. And why am I sucking wind? Like I should be able to pack something out. So those pieces are what like we are really passionate about at Mountain Tough, because we're able to give you those tools and say, this is proven. It's been successful over and over. And then that's where, like in the early days, we tested it on so many backcountry hunters here, because we're in like this little bubble. It's a funny little like backcountry hunting bubble. There's so many successful backcountry hunters here that we just tested it on them. And some of them were skeptical, and some of them lost their ego through the testing, like, which was amazing, right? Because that's mental toughness. Like, get rid of the ego. Like, your ego's in your way. Well, everyone will preach about that sort of stuff too. But these are the sort of tools that we're able to give people through the app. And it's just embedded in our training style. And that person who goes and does this and follows a plan is able to set themselves up for more success than they can comprehend, actually, because little 30, 40 minute, maybe an hour workouts that can give you as much like mental fortitude as running 100 miles is a really valuable thing. Because running 100 miles isn't for everybody. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of resources. But what can we like consolidate down and give to people in something that they can comprehend is beautiful. And right down to the nutrition, right down to the PT that's in the app. There's there's PT for common ailments. And then even we call it mountain movement, but even yoga. I rode the chairlift the other weekend with the 85-year-old legend from here in Bozeman. And yeah, I was never met him before, but I'd heard of him and I happened to ride the chairlift and I'm like, what keeps you skiing? He's 85 years old and he still skis. Like, he's like, I have the endurance. I have the strength. I've always had those, always worked to maintain those. He was like, yoga is the big thing for me 3 days a week and I can be out here. And I can still enjoy doing what I love doing. And I'm like, that's the coolest thing because it's a gift. Hopefully we get a hunt until we're that old, like, and hopefully we can still go do it. And those people, those are really few and far between. So what's saying we can't do it? Why can't we come out of this and be the 85-year-old hunters that are out there? Because it wasn't long ago that there were 85-year-old hunters because they had to. Maybe they didn't, man. Maybe some people didn't live that long just because of the how tough life was, but I think there's a good opportunity for us to be able to continue doing this for longer than we even think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. And you know, like I said earlier, it's one of those things you start when you're young and you just slowly chip away at it. I mean, and I'm saying 45 is young. You start chipping away at it, and then over time you're going to build such a great habit. You're going to be healthier. You're going to live longer and you're going to hunt longer ultimately. Right. So you're going to be more successful. And the thing is, you know, when we're young, when we're in our 20s, we're ambitious, but like, I remember in my 20s, like to be as successful in the backcountry as I am now, I had to do a lot of stuff. And I did like, I just wasn't like, you get more seasoned as you get older, right? Like your knowledge is a lot better. You've already learned those mistakes, learned what not to do. And you become more patient. And I find that is a big thing, you know, getting off topic here, but you know, being patient in the backcountry, you know, and realizing, you know, hey, accepting the fact that if it doesn't happen today, that's okay. Right. It's going to happen tomorrow. Right. Like you don't have to force it. When I was younger, I'd always force it. Be like, no, it has to be today. It has to, you know, it has to go. Yeah. And like, you think back on it now and you're like, man, if I knew now what I, and the body I had when I was 20, man, I would have been unstoppable. But unfortunately life doesn't work like that. So
that's one of the beautiful things of the day and age we're in. And just say the Mountain Tough app, all the resources that we have that we can learn these things, a younger person can learn these things and learn these lessons and get into a program and get on a plan, so to speak, to where they will have more success than we had. We didn't have those resources at our fingertips. We had to go and it was trial by fire.
Yeah.
And over the long term, over that long, like, period of time, we learned all these lessons and now somebody can package it up and give it to you. It's just a matter of if you're willing to listen and take those in. And you still have to push through because you being young, you are disappointed when you don't have success. But if you don't look at your failures as your biggest successes, right? Like those are where you're going to learn the most. You're going to learn the most and whiffing or maybe not being able to pack out as much meat as you wanted to and getting into a situation where, gosh, like somebody got hurt because they weren't prepared or whatever it may be. Those are the sort of things that a person can get prepared for now. And I'm like, gosh, as a younger person, if I see like a 24-year-old who's like, can just like do some of these crazy workouts and are excited about it. And then they go to the field and they're excited there and they come back and they do it day in and day out. I'm just like, you are so far ahead. Like you are so far ahead of me when I was there that you're like, you are set up for success, man. Like if you can handle the hardships and all that sort of stuff, like there's no stopping you. Like you will kill everything you want to kill, and you will miss some years, and you'll come back even more on fire from that. So,
yeah,
and then
for sure.
Secretively for me, like the old guy, I'm like, well, I don't want to let him get one up on me, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm like,
I want to give them a run for their money. You know, I say that to my boys all the time. I'm like, I'm gonna give you a run and set that example. And then they're passing me up, you know, they're just like looking to pass me up on some climb or whatever it may be. And then having a positive outlook when things don't go well, you know, like my 13-year-old, he just turned 13, had his first elk season. And I'm pretty dang confident in killing an elk, and he didn't kill an elk. And he had such a good outlook, because we talk about it all the time. It's like, yeah, the failures aren't failures. Like, you learn most from those. And ultimately he's like, this has just been amazing being out. And I'm like, yes, but it took me a long time to get to the point where I can teach you that. Right. So, so whatever it may be, like through an app, trying to get that a little bit more information, listening to a podcast, like all of these that we have, it's like, take that information in, write the notes down and say, like, that's how I want to do it. I don't want to do it the way I've been doing it. I want to do it, you know, the way these guys are talking about it, or these gals are talking about it. So, yeah.
I mean, nowadays there's so much access to so much great content. And like you said, when we were younger, we didn't have this. And I remember, like, my failures at the time, they seemed like they were the worst thing ever to happen. And later on, as you get older, you realize that a lot of the things that happened that at the time seemed bad turn out to be really good. And a lot of the things that were, you know, that were good at the time turn out to be not so great. So, you know, it's all about perspective and stuff. But like these days with podcasts and like apps like yours, it's just, you have so much stuff at your fingertips. And like my kid, he's 12, and like I took him out elk hunting this year too. And, you know, he had an elk tag. We seen one elk. It was a little too quick of a chance, but I remember, like, we took him out. I got the elk bugling. And like the look on his face, and like, you know, he's for only hunting two seasons, you know, he's killed three deer, some bears, and like he's been very successful.
Yeah.
But still to this day, he says the best day he's ever had in the bush was when we were elk hunting, and he just got a glimpse of that. But just taking in the experience for him, that was the most. And that's, like you said, you know, that's,